Good morning. Khadija here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And the conversation continues. Yeah, you know what time it is. It's O'Duck 30 in the morning. I'm up. I just finished having a conversation with Abba, and I was headed to bed. And I laid down, and I could not rest. So here I am, talking to you. And there are so many things that are floating around in my head right now. And so I'm sitting here waiting for just one topic to float to the top, because I don't want you to think that I am completely schizophrenic. I don't want you to think that, oh my God, what is this woman talking about today? Because there's so many issues out there that need to be addressed. But the one that I think that I'm going to stick with today is this statement right here. I am the ecclesia of the Most High God. I am a follower of the Most High God. He has set us apart. We are His royal priesthood, His holy nation. We claim to be Abraham's seed, blessed in the city, blessed in our going and our coming. Though 1,000 may fall at our right hand and 10,000 at our left, nothing shall come nigh our tent. That Abba, Father, is the author and the finisher of our faith, the lifter of our heads, that He order our steps and He shine the light of truth along our path. We make all kind of positive declarations about who we serve and who we follow. And yet what I am seeing in the media, what I am seeing on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever social media that you choose to be on, is believers that will come into a church building on Sunday, lift up holy, and I'm doing the quote marks in the air. We'll lift up holy hands and declare that we serve the same God. So I guess you missed that scripture, or we missed that scripture that says, my kingdom is no part of this world. We missed that memo, right? When Yeshua said, for if it was a part of this world, my followers would have fought to keep me from being crucified. And we also missed that scripture that said, be not conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. I've been saying for the last 6 or 8 weeks that 2020 should be a reset year for every kingdom citizen. That we should look back over the years and right the wrongs. But instead of doing that, we're bickering about who won the presidency, who should be in the White House and who shouldn't. And who cheated and who didn't cheat it, when the word of God said that the one that will be in charge is the one that He allows. So we have joined forces. We have set ourselves on different sides of this issue and drawn a line in the sand. And none of it is pointing toward God. We're backbiting. We're calling each other names. And the world is sitting on the outside watching this fiasco of chaos that is supposed to be kingdom. I am so disappointed And some of these people I know. And some of them call me on the phone and I refuse to discuss world politics with you. I am determined that I am going to stay right where God said we should be, standing on His side. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will right the wrong. I mean, this has got to stop. This is just a ploy of the enemy, and we are missing it. It's a distraction. It is to draw attention to Him and off of Abba Father. That has always been His goal in life. And not only that, we are worshiping man. We are putting our trust in man and not in God. Stop allowing the enemy to be a distraction. Stop allowing the enemy to keep you from speaking what God is saying. God is speaking loudly and clearly. And instead of standing in the inner circle of the Most High God and getting crystal clear download from the throne room, you are cultivating horizontal relationships and standing on horizontal issues that can only be solved by a vertical relationship with a holy God that can do anything but fail. I need for every person that stands up and say that they are a believer, that they are a kingdom citizen, to shake yourself, to remind yourself like the prodigal son did when he found himself in the pig pen. Shake yourself and realize that your Father is in control of everything. He has always been in control. You are to press toward the mark of the high calling. Keep your mind focused on Abba Father Yahweh, the God that spoke heaven and earth into existence. The God that told us that because we were created in His image, we can speak to our mountains, be thy removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Stop getting caught up in this world's narrative. Because if we stay with what God has written in His holy word, we know the end of this. We know the end. And if we stand on the right side, we know that we win and not lose. I am heartbroken when I hear pastors calling out for angels from Africa and South America to come to the defense of an American president instead of calling for heaven above to come here on earth. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We are to set our affections on what God set His affections on. And that is that His word is to be spread over the whole earth. Everyone that lives here is supposed to hear about our God. And then the end will come. We, as kingdom citizens, need to take advantage of this reset and stop spewing out church culture and church rhetoric and going through ritualistic events, praying because we were told that was the right thing to do, laying hands on men here on earth when God's kingdom is hanging in the balance, ready to break forth upon this earth, and that everyone will know that He is God. I am in my battle position with my face to the ground, asking Abba Father to come and turn the hearts of men back to him. Let everyone that hear of our holy God come running to worship him. Right now, what we're showing the world is chaos. They're living in chaos, and the people that are supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth are living in chaos too. So we're leaving a world that had no hope. We are elevating their feeling of having no hope. Shake yourself. Check yourself. Remember who you are and whose you are. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a set aside people. I'm Khadijah. Kick at moments, revelations of life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. And in this season of reset, it is time to right the wrong. Shalom. Have a God-fantastic rest of your week.